Germany's Broadcasting Commission has banned commercials offering free copies of a religious book called Power for Living. The advertising campaign is sponsored by the evangelical Arthur S. DeMoss Foundation, based in West Palm Beach, Florida. The group has run similar commercials on U.S. television for years. Its current ad campaign, costing a reported $5 million, has expanded to Europe. But in Germany, many Christian leaders view the DeMoss Foundation as a far-right political movement and worry about the appearance of American-style evangelism. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
The players on Bavaria's soccer team, Bayern Munich, rate slightly lower than God among German boys and men. And when Paulo Sergio, a star striker on Bayern, recently teamed up with God for a TV ad, it seemed like a match made in heaven.
Dieses Buch hier ist anderes, ganz anderes. Es heißt Kraft zum Leben. Und seine Botschaft ist so überzeugend.
Sergio sits comfortably on a wicker chair and tells viewers about a book that changed his life, Power for Living, or Kraft zum Leben in German. Its message is so convincing, Sergio says. It's turned me into a better husband and a better father. At the end of the commercial, a number flashes across the screen telling viewers how to receive a free copy. Golfer Bernhard Langer and Prussian Prince Philip are also touting the book. Until last week, their mugs were plastered on billboards and television spots nationwide. That is, until Germany's church leaders became suspicious.
It is normal that if you see any campaign, you first look who is the author or who is behind it.
Thomas Gandau is a Lutheran minister who tracks Christian sects and cults for the Protestant Church of Berlin and Brandenburg. He first noticed the ads last month and wondered what the book was about and who was giving it away. So he did some research and discovered it was sponsored by the Arthur S. DeMoss Foundation, an evangelical group based in Clearwater, Florida.
We know from our research that this is a very conservative foundation which mainly supports what we would call in Germany right-wing Christian right-wing activities.
Detractors accuse the DeMoss Foundation of supporting militant anti-abortion activists in the United States. With assets exceeding $500 million, the group also campaigns against homosexuality. Thomas Gandau says religious politics, particularly conservative politics, set off alarm bells among German Christians. Churchgoers here are rare. Only about 10% of the population attends regularly, and for the most part, the Protestant sects are associated with left-wing causes. So Gandau and several other leading German Protestant clerics asked the Federal Advertising Commission to ban the ads. Annette Schriefers is the spokesperson for the commission.
Well, in Germany, the law prohibits such advertisings, and so that's why we had to stop it.
To be exact, the law prohibits broadcast ads that push an ideology, religion, or political position. A similar measure allowed German officials to ban advertisements by the Church of Scientology 5 years ago. But not all church leaders here are worried about Power for Living, among them Reinhard Hempelmann, head of Berlin's Protestant Center for Ideological Issues.
Power through living is a very simple form of theology. It's not dangerous, and it's certainly a Christian book.
The DeMoss Foundation declined an interview request from NPR, but in the past it's publicly defended the book, saying it provides a positive message. But for Lutheran minister Thomas Gandau, the ad campaign signals a dangerous trend toward American-style mass-appeal religion.
What I would criticize in this book is that it can bring you to the opinion that you can become a Christian without community, without discussion, without struggle. And I think this is a very easy way. It is American civil religion.
But this American-style civil religion may be winning hearts and minds here. Before the television ads were banned last week, more than 70,000 Germans called in for a free copy of Power for Living. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.